seconds and counting. The guidance system will go in.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. We are in the middle of this month's historical people feature highlighting the life of author Louisa May Alcott. Alcott was an American author who lived during the mid-1800s. Now, few authors and even fewer female authors achieved the success Alcott enjoyed. One reason for her success was that her writing was inspired in large part by her own experiences. Alcott drew heavily on her personal life, which, like her books, was pretty extraordinary, and so very, very entertaining. Let's learn more about this author as we begin today's lesson on page 49.
Life with Louisa. When poverty began to plague her family, 15-year-old Alcott pledged to help, proclaiming, "I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die, see if I won't." Determined to keep her promise to help her family, Alcott began contributing to the family's income almost immediately. To do so, she worked as a teacher, seamstress, and servant, all the while continuing to write. When the American Civil War broke out, Alcott enlisted as a nurse. 1 year later, Hospital Sketches was published detailing her experiences and propelling Alcott into the limelight.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Linda, and we're continuing with day two of our historical person, Louisa May Alcott. We learned yesterday she was an author, a very famous American author, and we talked about her growing up and being influenced by great authors like Thoreau and Emerson and Hawthorne.
Right. So these very knowledgeable authors were family friends of the Alcotts. And so they enlightened her and they influenced her life a great deal. Well, let's learn a little bit more about her life. Our article for today starts off by saying that when poverty, or the state of being poor and not having much money, when poverty began to plague her family, 15-year-old Alcott pledged to help. So now, if this poverty is plaguing her family, what does that mean, Linda?
It means constantly bothering her family. They never got away from not having enough money. So they always were poor. They had trouble probably buying food or maybe paying for their house or buying things that their family would need. So poverty always plagued them. Right. And she pledged to help.
Okay, yeah, and when she pledged to help, or when she committed to helping her family, she proclaimed, "I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die. See if I won't." So that "see if I won't" sounds like she's kind of challenging them, or she's saying, "I will, and don't think that I won't. Don't think that I will fail at doing this."
Right. I think sometimes the challenges in our life cause us to want to do something to change that position in life. So here she's very determined about what she's going to do in the future.
Right. She sounds like a very determined young lady. And she wants to be rich, famous, and happy before she dies. Well, interesting. Moving on, our article says that she's determined to keep her promise to help her family. And so because she was determined to help her family, Alcott began contributing to the family's income almost immediately.
And you have to remember here that she's only 15 years old. I don't think it was very uncommon for teenagers at this time in the history for people to go out to work. But she went out at 15 and she worked as a teacher, so she taught, and she was a seamstress, so she sold clothes for people, and a servant, so she worked in people's homes. And all the while, the whole time she was doing this, she was also continuing to write.
So it sounds like she was very involved in several activities and making money to help her family, all while continuing to write. And she was writing works that she had created from her rich imagination. We have some more info for you, so see if you find this interesting.
The Alcotts moved 22 times in nearly 30 years, but finally settled in Concord, Massachusetts, in a home that they called Orchard House. They lived there from 1858 to 1877, during which time Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women. Today, people can visit this home that inspired the setting of the famed book and learn more about the Alcott family.
Well, turn your page over to page 50 in your magazine, and we'll continue with Louisa May's life. It says here at the top of the page that when the American Civil War broke out, Alcott enlisted as a nurse. Let's take a look at Civil War here. A Civil War is a war in a country itself. So at this time, in the early 1860s, a Civil War, or the war between the northern part of the United States and the southern part of the United States, started.
Right, and if they were in a civil war, then they were probably not very united at that time, because the North was fighting against the South in the American Civil War. And this is when Louisa May Alcott enlisted as a nurse. So if she enlisted, that means that she's joining the military. Here, she could be joining the Army or joining the Navy. People still obviously enlist in the military today, and this is the word that we use. Here, she's enlisting as a nurse, probably because she wanted to help people.
Right, she's volunteering to join the Army or the Navy here as a nurse. And then it was during this time, or one year later, Hospital Sketches, which was published in 1863, detailed her experiences and propelling Alcott into the limelight. So she wrote a book about what she experienced in that first year. And Into the Limelight. Didn't you talk about that last month, Chip?
We did. The limelight is talking about public attention or having something to do with becoming famous.
Right.
So here, this book propelled Alcott into the limelight. So it pushed her or forced her to go forward into people's attention, into the public eye.
Right, so people now knew who she was because she published the book and she became famous because of it. So this has started her writing career now. Even though as a child she had already been writing some things, they hadn't really been published. It was more for private use. We remember that she and her sisters put on these plays for kids in their community, for their friends, and now she wrote something that was actually published for the public. Okay, we're going to go to a skit now.
Louisa, you are such a notable author. I'm happy to be your publisher.
Thank you. That's very kind. And here, I have something for you.
What is this?
It's the book you requested.
Oh, you wrote a book for girls. How wonderful. What's it about?
It's a fictional piece based on the life of my family.
And did you write about yourself?
The protagonist is somewhat like me, strong-willed and independent, a tomboy.
Then she represents you well.
Yes, Jo March and her sisters have exciting adventures together, just like my sisters and I.
And it's called Little Women. How delightful. Maybe it will become a classic someday.
I'm counting on it. After all, I proclaimed I'd be rich and famous and happy before I die. And I intend to keep that promise.
You will. You are a hard worker and a wonderful writer.
Well, I've been inspired and influenced by great thinkers.
Including your father.
Yes, plain living and high thinking. That's what Father always said.
Well, Louisa, I'd love to talk more, but I really don't have the time right now.
Oh? Do you have something that can't wait?
Yes, I have to read your book. I can't wait. Hi, friends. Welcome back. Before we move on in our lesson, let's take a short break and check in with a friend from Sydney, Australia.
Hello, Studio Classroom. My name is Shu Ling. I'm from Sydney, Australia. And I am here for 10 years already. So Sydney is a beautiful place. And thank you for Peng Lao Si teaching us English since I was little. Thank you, Dora.
Friends, we really do enjoy hearing from you, our Studio Classroom friends and family, wherever you are in the world. So why not drop us a note at letters@studioclassroom.com and say hello. Okay, back to our lesson. This next and last reading discusses Alcott's most famous and somewhat autobiographical book called Little Women. Let's continue the lesson over on page 50. And line 6.
Life with Louisa, Little Women. When her publisher requested that Alcott write a book for girls, the 35-year-old author penned Little Women. What would quickly become her most famous novel, Little Women is a fictional piece based on the lives of Alcott and her family. Alcott's life is represented by the novel's strong-willed and independent protagonist, Jo March. Throughout the novel, Jo and her sisters enjoy exciting adventures together, no doubt similar to what Alcott would have experienced with her sisters. Today, Alcott's life continues to live on through her fiction. Little Women is now considered a classic, and has even gone on to inspire several film adaptations along the way.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we were talking about the book that began to make Louisa May Alcott famous, and the book that propelled her into the limelight, into public attention, and that was Hospital Sketches. But now we're going to transition into her most famous work. Isn't that right, Linda?
That's right. Her most famous work, I actually brought a copy with me today, is Little Women. And this, she wrote this because her publisher requested that Alcott write a book for girls. So she wrote this book, and if you look at it, you can see that it's not a thin book.
Yeah.
It's quite a thick one. Actually, I've read this when I was younger, in my younger days, and I found it in my daughter's room. It's a very famous book in America. A lot of people read this.
Okay, I think we can probably call this an ageless work. This
right.
is a, or a timeless work.
Right.
This is a book that is very old and yet still is interesting and still is fresh, even several years later.
That's right. And so the author at this time, Louisa May, was 35 years old when she wrote Little Women. She wrote it in 1868. And what would quickly become her most famous novel, Little Women, is a fictional piece based on the lives of Alcott and her family. If you base something on something else, what are you doing here?
Well, that means that you are getting your inspiration or getting your ideas from that thing. So here, if this fictional story is based on her experiences and her family, then she has taken her experiences in her family and she has turned them into, or she's made them into, this fictional story.
That's right. It says that Elcott's life is represented by the novel's strong-willed and independent protagonist, Joe March. Protagonist here is one of our more information words. What is a protagonist, Chip?
Well, this is actually a very technical word. Right. This is a word that's very specific to literature and actually storytelling. Throughout history, basically every good story has conflict. And that conflict is between a hero and an enemy. And technically, a literary scholar might call the hero the protagonist, whereas the enemy would be the antagonist.
Okay, so a protagonist in a novel or a movie is one of the main characters here. And we also see that that Joe March, the person, the fictional person that is the protagonist in the book, is strong-willed. Now, a strong-willed person means that that person wants her way. She knows what she wants, and she does what she can to do it.
Okay, she is determined to get what she wants.
That's right.
So this Joe March is a strong-willed character, and throughout the novel, Joe and her sisters enjoy exciting adventures. And it sounds like her adventures and her experiences are probably going to be very similar to the experiences of Alcott's life.
So a protagonist is a very important character in a literary work or in a movie or a play or a film. Now, let's just take a stop a minute and talk about the plot of Little Women. Little Women actually was written about four sisters, and at this time, the father is not in the family. This book is written during the Civil War period in America, and the father is a minister away helping the soldiers that are fighting. So the mother is taking care of these four girls. The girls' names, the author here is Joe March, we saw, and her sisters are Beth, Amy, and Meg, and it talks about their adventures. They're a poor family. They have a wealthy neighbor living next door to them who helps them out. And actually, it really does talk about the sadness of life, too, as one of the sisters gets scarlet fever, which is a fever of that day that was very common and could not be cured. And so one of the sisters in the book actually dies.
Hmm.
So it talks about not only their adventures, but also about everyday life.
Okay, so it sounds like it had a lot of connections with Alcott's life,
right.
Her real life. Our article goes on to say that today, Alcott's life continues to live on through her fiction. So through Little Women, through this story, we can still feel and see some of the facts about Alcott's life.
So we go on to see that Little Women is now considered a classic and has even gone on to inspire several film adaptations along the way. So adaptation here, to adapt is the verb, it means to change. So what is an adaptation, Chip?
Well, an adaptation would be something that has changed to fit a certain environment. So here we're talking about a book that has been changed into a movie. So we would call that movie an adaptation. And if you've seen The Little Women, the Little Women film adaptation, maybe you enjoyed it. Well, that's all we have for today. We hope you've learned something about Louisa May Alcott these last 2 days. Before we go today, let's visit the chat room.
Ken, what are you reading?
Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
Really? That's one of my favorite books.
Well, I'm reading it because I'm trying to figure out more about Joe March. The book says she wants to become a writer, but the Studio Classroom article calls her a protagonist.
Oh, both of those things are true about Joe. A protagonist is the main character of the story. For instance, Frodo is the protagonist of Lord of the Rings. He is the one who overcomes obstacles.
And obstacles would be problems, right?
Yes. If you were walking and came to a big puddle in the road, you wouldn't want to walk through the puddle. You would find a way around it.
Right.
the puddle is your obstacle. In literature, the bad guy prevents a character from achieving his goal.
I see. Is there a name for this bad guy?
Yes. The main character's enemy is called the antagonist.
So the difference between the two is that one represents good and the other evil.
Right. If there was no antagonist, there would be no plot. A story needs conflict and problems in order to be interesting. The plot is just the sequence of events in a story. And sometimes you might lose the plot.
Lose the plot?
If a story is confusing, you may not understand what's going on. Or maybe you walk in late for a movie and you feel lost because you can't follow the plot. You are losing the plot.
Well, I'm losing the plot to Little Women. Can you explain what's happening?
Sure. I can explain it to you after I put these books away.
Okay, sounds good. 一本小说里头通常会有一个 protagonist, 主角。除了 protagonist, 还有一个 antagonist, 就是主角的对手或者敌人。两个人之间互动呢就会产生 plot, 就是小说的情节。有一些故事很复杂，那有些读者就有可能 lose the plot, 跟不上情节，不知道故事是如何的发展。好，我们下次图书馆见。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们看的是 plague 这个动词。 plague 当名词是指瘟疫，但是在这里是当动词，意思是折磨或者是使困扰。例如 The disease began to plague the girl when she was just a baby。 这个疾病从这个女孩还是个小婴儿的时候就开始折磨她。或者是 My brother has been plaguing me all weekend。 我哥哥整个周末都在烦我。或者是 Cindy's knee injury plagued her for years。 Cindy 受伤的膝盖让她受苦很多年。继续我们看的是 enlist 这个动词。 en 这个字首是指使如何如何， list 是指列举或者是编成列表，所以 enlist 使列于表中，意思就是指征募或入伍。例如 Both brothers enlisted in the Marines and had great success。两兄弟都进了陆战队，而且都相当有成就。或者是 They enlisted over 100 recruits today， 他们今天招募了超过100位新兵。最后我们看的是 adaptation 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 adapt 改编这个动词，所以 adaptation 是指改编或改写。例如 The movie is actually an adaptation of a famous sci-fi book，这部电影其实是由一本有名的科幻小说所改编的。 Adaptation 也指适应，例如 The panda's adaptation to the new zoo has been quite difficult， 这只熊猫适应新的动物园适应的非常辛苦。 And I guess that's all for today. Take care and bye bye.
Life with Louisa。When poverty began to plague her family, 15-year-old Alcott pledged to help, proclaiming, "I'll be rich and famous and happy before I die, see if I won't." Determined to keep her promise to help her family, Alcott began contributing to the family's income almost immediately. To do so, she worked as a teacher, seamstress, and servant, all the while continuing to write.When the American Civil War broke out, Alcott enlisted as a nurse. 1 year later, Hospital Sketches was published detailing her experiences and propelling Alcott into the limelight. Little Women. When her publisher requested that Alcott write a book for girls, the 35-year-old author penned Little Women. What would quickly become her most famous novel,Little Women is a fictional piece based on the lives of Alcott and her family. Alcott's life is represented by the novel's strong-willed and independent protagonist, Jo March. Throughout the novel, Jo and her sisters enjoy exciting adventures together, no doubt similar to what Alcott would have experienced with her sisters. Today, Alcott's life continues to live on through her fiction.Little Women is now considered a classic and has even gone on to inspire several film adaptations along the way.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 2. From the previous episode,
I just arrived, and I'm afraid I'm not off to a good start. How could someone have taken it? Would you mind helping us call the police?
The police? Oh, no, ma'am. I don't think we need to do that. Let's talk to Abdul first. I'm sure he might be able to...
He's gone. The chef said he just saw him running out the back door. He fled out the back, but he threw this down on his way out. Is this your handbag, ma'am?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Oh, thank you. Let me see what's missing.
I am indeed sorry about this, ma'am. I have no idea what is going on. Abdul came to us highly recommended.
Is everything there? Did he steal anything?
Oh, it looks like it's all here. The little money I had is still here. Thank God for that. Maybe he got caught in the act and didn't have time to take anything. My cell phone is here, even my passport. So I think he must have dropped it or something before he got what he wanted.
I'm so glad, Jenny. I would have felt just awful if something was stolen.
So I guess we really don't have to call the police after all. Not much to report, but an attempted robbery. And I guess you can expect never to see your new assistant again. Fat chance we'll see him again. Thank you both, though, for being so helpful. It was quite a scare.
Not at all, and we certainly appreciate your understanding. Hope this unfortunate incident will not keep you from coming back.
Oh, I'm sure it won't. Thanks again. Kate, let's go to my hotel. I really need to freshen up for tonight.
Friends, you might remember last month we talked about words that have the NYM suffix. I mentioned that our historical people person for June, Louisa May Alcott, wrote a few books using a pseudonym, that is, a fake name. Alcott used on occasion the fake name A.M. Bernard. Authors use fake names for many reasons. Some do it because their real name isn't distinctive enough. Others do it to hide their gender or protect themselves from any negative feedback the book might generate. Friends, it's time to go. Have a great day, and let's meet here at Studio Classroom again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everyone.
听力课堂, 听class.com